all the way through the first 9 pages is we had talked about stuff like anxiety, fear, all the stuff. And it was already been said once.
Great. You know, the symptoms, what is it? The symptoms of the disease are shown to be strong when they're...
Let me read it as written. The addiction is a disease. Is evident of the symptoms of withdrawal that many of us experience.
Okay.
Anxiety, restlessness, insomnia, tremors, diuresis, nausea, abdominal cramping, diarrhea, muscle spasm, tics, dysthymia, vertigo, confusion, depression, disorganized thinking, racing thoughts, loss of concentration, poor comprehension, bizarre dreams, hallucinations, paranoia, agitation, violence, memory deficient, grand mal
seizures. Here's where I'd like to say something. You can take Dr. Brown, who's letting us have this thing here, and you can tie him up in the kitchen and shoot him full of dope every day for 2 weeks and untie the motherfucker, and he's going to go through that. Okay? The symptoms of withdrawal, everybody can have. The symptoms of the disease are the obsession and the compulsion, the fixed idea that anybody can go through. Everybody goes through withdrawal. Withdrawal is not a symptom. Withdrawal is a symptom of drug abuse, not of drug addiction. And that's what I know about.
Something I look at too is that you know, you've got all them things there. I suppose I have a couple of symptoms that ain't down there. I guess I'm sure I'm not an addict because you don't have that listed down there.
Well, see, that's what we thought. You know, there's a lot of these things on here. I mean, not a lot of people know what diuresis is, senior.
I don't know about that.
They're going to say, man,
I never experienced that. Let me go out and use some more, you know?
We have really.
I
want to
get
point.
All this stuff.
I like his point.
We have a really good point. A really valid point right there. That it says here, addiction is a disease, symptoms withdrawal. And you just pointed out to us that that's not right. That's not true. So we can't put that quote.
Just because you went through the withdrawal doesn't mean that you're.
No, I think more.
Right?
Who wants to play right?
Who is it? Right.
You know what, you can't go along with that, because I mentioned earlier at the other team, you hear people on the podium said they went to prison and some guy that can't be an addict because Bo was divorced 4 times and I haven't been divorced twice. And she brought them, that's not valid. And this statement here, what I recommended was that we stop it. We start naming the disease, and just put it in that, what do you call it?
Parentheses.
And then what you want to take out of it, fine. And what you don't want to take out of it, that's fine too.
I'm telling the truth, I'm all for striking.
Go ahead.
There's a man right here who never experienced none.
Here.
I think
it's hard for any of us to have never experienced none of them. I was one of the ones that thought it was real important now, because these are symptoms of withdrawal to me, and I think anybody reading them, I think they all ought to be in there. Because a lot of them, you know.
Well, I think, you know, like what she said is right, because like somebody, they could be on morphine in the hospital for a busted neck. And you take them out 4 weeks later, they're going to go through all this.
Right.
And they may not be drug addicts at all. They may be in
trouble.
Yeah, but it's important for them to know what the symptoms of withdrawal are, but not to say that means you're an addict.
That's it.
The thing is that we should have some reference about withdrawal, maybe not, but just not this particular reference or coming out from this particular angle.
Okay, I'd like to tack on something.
And I tell you something, that you guys can really, really, really have this conference, each other, the book, and the rest of the NA as a whole. Does somebody keep track of all this good stuff that gets said? What are we talking about? I don't know that
tape recorder is on.
I don't know that it's picking up the room right now. And I've worked with those tapes. Sometimes they'll hear one person, they won't hear another. But anyway, the explanations that we're coming up with, that's what should be in the fucking book. Yeah, you know, yeah, the horse is blowing in the wind, man. We're talking it. Let's write
it. And I'm writing them down. The thing I think is that despite the many varied symptoms of withdrawal, we continue to use time and time again unsuccessfully.
Yeah.
Great, I love it.
Yeah, but it scares me that, you know, you might take one of these little things out and the primary purpose is, you know, to have the act still. It's scary as hell for me to take one of these out when Mike just jumping in somebody's face and saying, hey, that's me, you know, it's a good possibility I am an addict. And hell, if they're going to come to one of these meetings or buy one of these books, you know, they probably are an addict.
Like, what if it's somebody like, hell, I went through some of these while I was doing my thing. And hell, when I got off of them, I ain't go through none of that shit. Only thing that really, that seemed really bad with me was my health.
You had a choice with the way to withdraw?
I mean, I didn't have no withdrawal. I didn't, you know, want to use the next day.
No, no, I mean, you used to get the symptoms of the gut, of course. You said you went to the
side of the window. Oh, yeah, I sniffed black out every time I did it, and that's why I did it, because I blacked out. I was trying to figure it out.
Is that what I was getting high on Friday night?
Oh, man.
I really like what he said. Despite many varied symptoms of withdrawal, we continue to use time and time again. I really like that. I think that should be there instead of the addiction.
That would be on the supply.
That's why I'm back.
Okay.
I fucked up and I didn't learn.
Has the workshop on the first chapter?
Think of this.
Yes,
despite Garrett's symptoms of withdrawal, yes, continue to use time and time again.
And everybody said that's fine.
Did you want to answer?
Yeah, I would like to say one more thing, too. I'd also like to get to put that there are so many different symptoms of withdrawal from each independent drug that we couldn't begin to list all the different kinds of withdrawals that we could feel.
Might be a place for dependence.
However, we've all got through.
I smoke any kind right now.
It also depends on the person. We're not all the same. So we all have different.
Yeah, maybe that's maybe Jim had a good thought. We could put that within our appendix. We could use like the basic term here
at
the
brawl. Okay, go to it, Jim. Let's get back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.